Welcome to Reinventing Professionals, a podcast hosted by industry analyst Ari Kaplan, which shares ideas, guidance, and perspectives from market leaders shaping the next generation of legal and professional services.
This is Ari Kaplan, and I'm speaking today with Aaron Harrison and Kenny Gary, the co-founders of Limelight, a growth communications firm focusing on legal and other regulated sectors. Aaron, Kenny, great to see you.
Nice to see you, Ari.
Thanks, Ari. Super happy to be here.
Congratulations on the launch of your firm. Aaron, tell us about your background and the genesis of Limelight.
This is the third and hopefully last time that Ken and I will work together. We worked together when I was on the editorial side of things at ALM and Kenny was on the commercial side as a publisher of the legal brands. We later worked together at a legal PR firm. So this is our third go around and hopefully the last. But I think we both really saw, having worked at other agencies, both boutiques and larger firms, the way that they were approaching marketing and PR. And so we've taken the best of what we've learned through those experiences. And so we're applying that to the work that we do for our clients. But I think we also saw an opportunity and realized that there's also a better way of doing things potentially. And so we started flirting with the idea of going out on our own. And I think we're really lucky. Kenny and I really complement each other in so many different ways. We have fun. And truth be told, there's no problem we haven't been able to solve together, whether that's for a client or something else. We have a really open and honest partnership where we're not afraid to tell each other what we think or what we feel. And I think that is really reflected in every interaction that we have with clients and the relationships that we've both built across the industry over many years. And we're able to bring all that together and leverage that for the betterment of our clients.
Kenny, tell us about your background and the legal marketing trends that inspired the launch of Limelight.
I was trained both as a journalist and a lawyer. Grew up in DC, where I think just about everyone's parents, including my whole family, were lawyers or in the government. I worked on the Hill. My first job out of college was with Pal Tate, which was a bipartisan PR firm where I learned a lot before going to law school. From there, I ended up investigating fraud for a number of legal regulators, ending up back in journalism, working at Tax Notes, Thomson Reuters, and eventually ALM, as Aaron mentioned, where I eventually oversaw the legal brands. And that's really the foundational period of my life where I made so many great relationships and contacts across law firms, legal tech companies, and otherwise, to the point where I popped out for a small period of time as a CMBDO for a legal tech company for a number of years, where I learned how to sell data myself. And that was new to me. It made me a stronger marketer and understanding, really empathizing for how to sell those products. Left that for went to a couple of different leading legal PR agencies to lead their growth efforts, where I want to say I was pretty successful. But we, like Aaron said, we really found a commonality in understanding like where there might be some holes in the marketplace and how we might be able to address them. And we were seizing on that opportunity. And one of them, one of the large ones, is to really meet our clients where they live and understanding that there's a different way to reach goals of any of our clients. And those growth efforts aren't always the same. Every client has a different story to tell. And I always say clients need to be themselves because, frankly, all the others are taken. So we wanted to create an environment that encourages both innovation and originality rather than pushing cookie cutter solutions and step and repeat campaigns. Because frankly, we want to work with people that trust us. We're finding that it is working and we're excited for the next step.
Aaron, besides law firms, your team works with legal tech and fintech companies. What can law firm leaders learn about marketing from those other disciplines?
I think we would all agree. Legal has always moved slower than other industries. And that certainly includes from a marketing and business development perspective in terms of strategies and tactics. And we are definitely seeing that evolve. Just as tech is advancing the legal profession, financial services, insurance, professional services. It's also changing the way law firms can really enhance their marketing strategies, be more efficient, reach more potential new clients. And at Limelight, we're really leaning into tech pretty strongly to help us become more efficient. Our highest and best use is to provide really thoughtful counsel and build programs for our clients to maximize their impact. Tech is here to advance everything we do or everything we possibly can do. So we're constantly testing new tools, whether it's for social media management or media measurement, video creation. All these things can help really minimize costs, but also just do things much faster, much more targeted in terms of the audiences and potential clients that you're trying to reach. So it brings the cost down, but it also makes things much more efficient on our side. And something that kind of has always bothered me is PR marketing can be very expensive and it can be cost prohibitive for a lot of companies, especially certainly startups. So I think by us taking this more efficient approach and law firms and doing the same, that our clients are able to get more value and we're able to keep things lean and mean and get them the best results.
Kenny, what priorities should law firms consider when developing a marketing and business development strategy?
Law firms need to, and many are doing this already, but just thinking about how to revolutionize how they're attacking new business opportunities. Gone are the days of the big sleepy law firm. There's a refreshing wave of both marketing talent and the desire from the upper ranks to really take firms to the next level. They're acting more like businesses and they need to. And that's really just been in the last decade. And for many firms, even more recent than that. But I think every law firm is different, you know, from the design of the marketing BD departments to defining their business goals, from firm-wide to practice groups to each individual lawyer. It's a slippery slope, right? Ensuring that the departments are aligned with the heartbeat of the firm, I think, is imperative. So mapping that out is really important. I also think firms need to really be client-centric when they're approaching marketing and business development, really understanding where their target buyers are spending their time, what they're reading, what they're watching, what they're listening to. That's imperative. I do think that thought leadership is here to stay, but maybe differently. So I think firms need to think differently as to fresh ideas and how to attack existing markets and finding new ways to reach new markets as they emerge. Data-led content, I think, remains king, but how you weave that and how you tell those stories is differentiator for all firms in a crowded market. I could go on and on digital presence and social media, but I think we all know that the advance of AI and machine learning is top of mind for law firms, both for the business of law, but for our purposes, for the go-to-market side of things and how they're marketing the firm, how they're using these tools in an efficient, secure manner that doesn't jeopardize any privacy issues, that could be more efficient. And that's a notion that, as Aaron mentioned, we're adopting here as well. It's finding ways to be more efficient without sacrificing quality. I think the last thing that I would mention is on the crisis and reputation side of things, there's real-time crisis management tools now. And that's something really exciting to us that we've been doing our research and figuring out what's going to work best for our clients when they do come to times of crisis. I think the entire notion of how crisis management has been approached is changing right before our eyes, and we're going to play a big part in that.
Aaron, how do you connect your role as a leader in public relations with your background as a journalist?
Coming from a media background, I obviously love to write, but I was always very commercially minded, which marries itself well to my love of PR marketing. Out of college, I was a newspaper reporter, and that kind of makes me sound old, newspapers, but they do still exist. But there was a time when I was set on going to law school. I was a political science major in college and fell in love with the idea of using the law to affect positive change in the world. But I also realized that my passion for storytelling was even stronger. And storytelling is a huge part of what we do. Instead of pursuing law, I found myself drawn to legal journalism. Before Legal Tech News, I was editor-in-chief of Inside Counsel, but very much drawn to the business of law and eventually the world of legal technology. I will say candidly, the transition of being a journalist for the bulk of my career and transitioning to public relations and marketing was pretty challenging, but it was something I always wanted to do. It's definitely not for everyone, but I think there's a lot of people that make that transition. And I think in many ways, as a PR professional, being on the other side of the table, I'm still creating news cycles by telling our client stories, connecting them to the right audiences at the right time. And I really, like when I started in PR 8 years ago or so now, I really realized like how difficult it is. I think when I was an editor, I was constantly inundated with pitches. And I think it's gotten a lot worse now for journalists because there's fewer folks working in across newsrooms. There's just so much more information coming to them and for them to have to sift through. So I think I have empathy for all of the mountains of information and story ideas that they have to sift through and determine, is this a good story? Does this make sense for our audiences? Is it going to help them? So it's really important to me, I think, when I'm pitching a story idea or survey results or thought leadership piece or something else, that I'm coming to reporters and journalists and editors with the most relevant and helpful information and bringing them sources that really helps make their jobs easier because they are doing a lot and they're spread very thin. And I used to get a lot of pitches that were like completely irrelevant. I was like, why did you just pitch me? Like, it didn't make any sense whatsoever for who our audience was. And I think that's a blind approach that a lot of bigger agencies, it's spray and pray, were much more aware of the challenges that journalists face in their roles. So I think having that mindfulness and having been on both sides, it gives me a much deeper understanding and appreciation for the work of journalists.
Kenny, how is Limelight different from other public relations and marketing agencies?
We're really focused on growth more than anything. We're thinking about it differently, or at least we're trying to. And so far, so good. I will say that we're different in a lot of ways. Trust and chemistry are a big part of what drew Aaron and I together again and again, but also why a lot of our current clients and hopefully future clients are drawn to us and vice versa. And we're at it. We have a luxury of being able to pick and choose who our clients are when we have that opportunity. And we do that in a variety of ways. We like to work with smart, innovative, and aggressive people. We like to work with exciting companies and law firms. And our experience really stands out and shines when we do that. And that's one thing that we identified going into this. Our approach, I feel like that's different. It's leveraging all of the different ways that we've worked together at other agencies and when we were both in the newsroom, but it's building new strategies. But we're also doing the execution of these campaigns for our clients as well. So we're a senior level team that's not truly not bait and switch. This is it. We have others as well on our team, but we are involved in every account and we hope to remain that. Last, I'd say our deep relationships in the industry and our willingness and excitement to introduce our partners, our clients, and other contacts to help our friends and clients build their businesses and grow, always thinking of the bigger picture, aligned with our clients' goals. I think that's a differentiator too. All of our tactics are driven by business development and potentially a sale of our client's company or certainly the increasing their revenue in some other way. It's not just about pushing media relations or pushing a video series down someone's throat. I think that makes us different. We're excited to be different, and we hope that the market likes what we're doing.
This is Ari Kaplan speaking with Aaron Harrison and Kenny Gary, the co-founders of Limelight, a growth communications firm focusing on legal and other regulated sectors. Aaron, Kenny, thanks so much, and I'm wishing you both the very best of luck.
Thank you so much, Ari.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Reinventing Professionals podcast. Visit reinventingprofessionals.com or arikaplanadvisors.com to learn more.